As soon as it's nightfall on Motzei Shabbat, Shabbat has ended and one is allowed to do malacha. Nevertheless, there's a prohibition midrabanan that one can't do any malacha, including something which is only prohibited midrabanan, until one's made some sort of havdalah on Motzei Shabbat, formally declaring the end of Shabbat. Now, this doesn't necessarily have to be a full havdalah al hakos. Obviously, if you make havdalah with the wine and the spices and the ner, then one's taken out Shabbat and one can do malacha afterwards. But even if one makes a lesser form of havdalah, one can still do malacha after saying that, even though one still needs to make havdalah al hakos afterwards. So therefore, if one's davened Maariv and said Atachon Antanu in the Amidah, or even if one has just made a declaration of Baruch Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'chol, then one is allowed to do Malacha before making Havdalah proper. There is some discussion in the Rishonim about what the correct Nusach is of this minimal Havdalah. Is it just, as we say, Baruch Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'chol, or does it need to say Shemu Malchut in it? Do you need to say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'chol, or do you even need to say the whole Nusach of the long bracha of Havdalah, even though one's not using a kos, and then to say it again later with the kos. But as I said, our practice is just to say Baruch HaMavdil Bein Kodesh L'chol. Sefer Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata in a footnote brings an opinion that even if one just responds to Baruch Hu, then that's also enough to formally end Shabbat, just as when Shabbat comes in, if on a Friday afternoon before sunset one responds to Baruch Hu, one's brought in Shabbat. So likewise, on a Motzei Shabbat, if one responds to Baruch Hu, then one's taken out Shabbat. Something which isn't prohibited as a malacha, but is only prohibited on Shabbat midivrei Kabbalah, because it falls foul of the injunction in Sefer Yeshaya that on Shabbat you shouldn't be involved in mimsoch heftzacha v'daber davar, things which essentially aren't Shabbastic. So those sorts of things can be done even before any type of Havdalah on Motzei Shabbat. So for example, Amiran Nochri, instructing a non-Jew to do malacha on Motzei Shabbat, one can do that even though one hasn't yet made Havdalah at all. Even if, for example, if one was in the middle of Sudash Lishit, one wanted the lights turned on or something like that, one could ask a non-Jew or another Jew who's taken out Shabbat already to do that. The Mishnah Berurah says that a Baal Nefesh, that's a person who's punctilious in their observance of mitzvot, should be careful not to do any malacha d'oraita, something which is biblically prohibited, until after the Kedusha, the Sidra at the end of Maariv, that's after saying the Va'atah Kadosh prayer that we say adding to the tefillah on a Motzei Shabbat. One shouldn't do any malacha d'oraita, except for turning on the lights so that the tzibur can daven Maariv, because that's a function of Kvod HaTzibur. A couple of interesting questions come up. One is, are you allowed to ask a non-observant Jew to do malacha on Motzei Shabbat when you know they haven't made Havdalah? For example, in Israel, could you order a taxi on Motzei Shabbat, knowing that it's a Chiloni driver, or probably a Chiloni driver who's going to be coming to collect you? Or could you go to a shop or a restaurant and buy something, knowing that the person who's serving you is a chiloni and hasn't made Havdalah? Or is this a problem if lifnei iver you're putting them into a situation where they're of necessity going to do malacha without having made Havdalah? So Tzitz Eliezer in a tshuva says that it's permissible, because he says the whole prohibition against doing malacha on a Motzei Shabbat before Havdalah only applies if you're going to be making Havdalah. One of the reasons for the prohibition is so that you shouldn't forget to make Havdalah. But a person who's not planning on making Havdalah at all, then this restriction doesn't apply to them. He compares it to the prohibition against eating before davening. He says, does this mean to say that a person who doesn't daven, you're never allowed to give them food, even if they're against their bracha over it? He says, we don't say that, because the prohibition is against doing something else before davening. If you're not davening, then that prohibition doesn't exist. So likewise here, on a Motzei Shabbat, a person who's not making Havdalah, then you're not putting a stumbling block in front of them by asking them to do malacha because there's no prohibition against doing melacha if you're not making Havdalah. In Sefer Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata, he makes a further suggestion and says that perhaps you could say Shavuatov to them, and then when they respond Shavuatov, that's also a form of minimal Havdalah, and therefore it wouldn't be prohibited for them to do melacha after that. Another question comes up is, what if you made Havdalah during the middle of Sudah Shlishit? A person either made proper Havdalah over the candle and the wine, or they davened Maariv. They were in the middle of Sudah Shlishit, and then there was a Maariv minyan making up for Maariv, so before benching they went to daven Maariv, or they needed to do some malacha. The lights had all gone off and they wanted to turn on the lights, so they said Baruch HaMavdu Ben Kodesh L'chol. Now when it comes to benching, do they say Ritzay in Birkat HaMazon? So certainly if they made Havdalah or daven Maariv, they don't say Ritzay. Sefer Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata says there's a machloket, a discussion, uncertainty about whether you should say it if you've said Baruch HaMavdil. It would seem to me that one doesn't say it, because we've established in any event in previous Shiurim that there are many opinions that say that if it's no longer Shabbat, you don't say Ritzay in any event, even though our minhag is that we do. And here you've made some sort of Havdalah, and additionally, if you miss it out anyhow at after Sudah Shlishit, you wouldn't have to repeat it. And anyhow at Sudah Shlishit, if you missed out Ritzay, you don't repeat it because it's the third meal. So it seemed to me that in such a circumstance, one doesn't say Ritzay. Adkan.